This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 7:40. It is Friday.
Yeah, it is.
It's very exciting.
It's also weird.
It's weird. It's totally surreal. It is weird. It's like, I feel like everything's kind of like heightened. Like every little thing.
I mean, especially
this could be the last time we sit across a desk from each other.
For a while.
For a while.
For months.
Yeah. No, you shut up. It's true, Charlie.
No, I know. I thought about that. I don't like it.
No.
One bit.
But even that heightens everything. So I want to say to our listeners, just for a brief thing here, we are staying on the air.
Right.
We're making arrangements so that we can do these shows from home because our company is like, get everyone out of the building. Mm-hmm. And we are going to be there for you. And no matter what's happening with it, you can tune into the Alice 973 morning show. To Alice in general. Alice is going to be here. And we hope that you'll listen to us at your home, whatever you're up to, and that we can be, you can be an anchor for us and we'll be an anchor for you.
I like it.
We would like that.
I like to believe that I don't take things for granted. I've learned the hard way because I had some life
taken
issues.
Away.
Right.
Yeah.
But as I was thinking about it just yesterday and this morning, as we're talking about doing the show from home and stuff, I don't believe I take you for granted. But as soon as it's like you're going to do this from your home, I was thinking, I don't like it.
I feel the same way. I was sitting at the house yesterday as we were trying to sort of set things up. And I was thinking, it's going to suck to not have you sitting across from me.
You and I are constant.
We have a face language that we speak to each other through, 20 plus years of working together, 25 years about that. Like, you and Bryn and me and Bryn, like, there's a whole subtext going on during this show at all times, and it's going to be difficult. I was talking to Nicole. Because she's so young and she knows how to do things. She just got my whole thing set up for.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's such a simple thing. Don't tell everyone what it is.
No, I won't.
Thank you. But I think she's going to try and work on some kind of way that we're going to either be able to see each other via, I don't know, Skype, FaceTime.
It shouldn't be that hard.
It shouldn't be. But also a way that we can perhaps make the show something that's visible to listeners. So we're working on that as well.
That would be fun.
It would be great. It would be great. I mean, there's always like, well, whatever. We'll try and work out all that. I'm leaving it in her hands. She seems so smart. Okay, let's do the news.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com. All right, I'm going to run through some of this stuff for you because I think it's important that we hear this. I've compiled, there's a lot of information out there about COVID-19, but this is some of the stuff. Hopefully you find it helpful and useful, okay?
Yep.
One of the questions you might be asking yourself is, isn't this just the flu?
Yeah.
Isn't this thing just,
That's what I was asking myself at first.
They say it's way more contagious and no one has immunity to it. Many of us have taken flu shots.
Yeah.
And most of the time, they've worked for me.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't work this year.
No, you took this year's flu shot and got the flu.
But when you look at a population and the number of people who've gotten the flu shot and haven't gotten the flu, therefore, no, it's very different than what the flu is. There is no vaccine for it. There's nobody has an immunity to it, and it spreads way faster. They say people who get the flu infect 1.3 other people on average. The average person who gets coronavirus infects three times that many.
Oh.
it spreads faster.
Right.
So that's one of the reasons, as you are hearing about shutdowns, that's one of the reasons. One of the other reasons, if you're wondering, and maybe it's because you don't know, what Italy experienced was extreme bottlenecking at hospitals, doctor's offices. They don't have the staff or the beds
Not to mention some of those people got it too.
Or the respirators needed to go around.
Right.
So the reason for the shutdowns is in part because the hospitals can't take us all at once.
Right.
So
if we are all going to eventually get it, we need to get it in a staggered fashion.
We need to slow down so hospitals aren't overwhelmed. If everyone got sick at once, there's not enough doctors or respirators or beds to go around. So slowing it is the reason for the shutdowns.
Just to slow the spread. That's right. I think that's a great point to make.
Right.
You know?
And this is another thing, and I mentioned this earlier. When will life go back to normal? It's many companies, many places of business are saying, oh, we'll close for 2 weeks. It's highly unlikely that things will go back to normal in 2 weeks. Hopeful.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed. But many are saying expect March, April, May, and June to be heavily disrupted.
And that is, it's hard to really sort of reconcile because we don't know. This is it. For me, yesterday was the first day that this was like, wow, this is fully, we were making contingency plans.
Mm-hmm.
What if we have to work from home? And suddenly yesterday it was, no, you're working from home. And so this to me is sort of the first day that I'm like, there's a new normal.
Right.
And we're all going to have to get used to it for a while. And, you know, things are going to come out of this that are going to change the way we do business going forward and change a lot of our personal habits. And that's probably long term for the best.
Well, and yeah, I was going to say, and hopefully we come out of this as a bunch of people who handled it well.
Right.
And we can all look back and say, I did well with that.
Right. And that if, and hopefully never this happens again, we're going to be that much better prepared mm-hmm. for it. We're
and the stock market doesn't have to tube.
Yeah, effing stock market.
When will a vaccine be available? They're saying the soonest we'll have one is early next year.
If it goes smoothly and every step happens perfectly.
Right, and they say even if they get the vaccine, you know,
now
that
they
works,
make it.
They got to make it for billions of people, which mm-hmm. takes time. So it's not coming as quickly as everybody would like.
Well, and the problem with, not to correlate this with the flu, but the flu is different every year. And viruses adapt and evolve, or whatever the word is for it. They morph.
One thing that's important we mention is you can be contagious with COVID-19 for up to 20 days. So even the people who have said they'll quarantine for 2 weeks.
That's not enough.
That may not be enough. They even looked at one patient who was contagious for over 30 days. So I don't know what that person's condition was, but I think the point they're making is 2 weeks is a hopeful quarantine.
I was thinking about John and I mean, I have contact with you guys every day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, essentially that's it. Unless I go to the supermarket or something. If we truly quarantined ourselves, I think what we would have to do is get our whole family in there. Like, I was thinking, oh, well, I'll just shut my kids out of the house. But I was joking about that. So I almost feel like you might have to say you're not going to school. Or if someone in the house was to be sick. And then at least, okay, so you guys go through the sickness and in your house and then it's over and you haven't spread it. That's your responsibility to
right.
not spread stuff.
Well,
I might pluck them out and just say,
there's a lot of ways that you can get help, but there's also these, I'll give you an example. My missus now never goes to Costco. She orders it. I think it's Instacart, whatever
mm-hmm.
it is. She didn't get to it as early as she wanted to yesterday, and the system was maxed and shut down. And so she went in to go make the order and went, oh, I should have done this in the morning. That is one way, though, that you can get stuff to your house where you don't have to send a sick person out to get the things you need.
Right.
So those of you not doing this yet may find yourself signing up for home delivery.
Yeah.
This of is... regular goods and services that you'd normally just go out and grab.
There are going to be some weird beneficiaries from this.
Yeah.
Instacart's going to be like on the map. I mean, they're already, you know, I have the app too, but people will be like, what's the DoorDash and yes. Postmates? Mm-hmm.
I never use that stuff. So I will also be.
Right. Well, a lot of people never use it. They're going to find out how goddamn convenient it
right.
is. It's, you know what scares me about stuff like this, though, is that we'll learn to be good isolationists.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Like, I don't want that either. And I think that people who are already lonely, you know, say you're an old person and you live alone and, you know, now no one's coming to see you ever. And I feel like, oh, God, let's not get too good at isolating ourselves from other people.
One last note for you on this topic. The Center for Biocide Chemistries posted an exhaustive list of cleaning products that can kill the virus.
Oh.
So you just have to look up Center for Biocide Chemistries.
Will you please put that on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page so people can
And many find of
it.
The products that you probably imagine would work do are on the list. All the Clorox cleaning bleach is yep. a key ingredient. Also, Lysol brands, many of them are on the list. Purell products on the list. So this is something you can look up for yourself. And you did
see
you say he's
going to
post it?
Yeah, we'll put that. Is that cool with you? Is there an easy link that you can put up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook?
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? Send me that link too. Let's all put it on our Instagrams or all of, you know.
You got to click on what? If they didn't make it easy. You got to click on.
I'll find the link.
There's never. Oh, sure look at you, Purelling up.
So that
Branding
again
is so good.
Center for Biocide Chemistries has a list of cleaning products that will kill it, and that's something that
that's helpful.
You can hopefully use at home to make sure you're cleaned up.
Yeah.
I sure, for one, don't want to be the guy who walks it into the house and
oh
then puts
God,
it everywhere so Ugh. That, you know, my one-year-old gets it.
We are in the habit now at our house of anytime we leave the house, anytime we come back to the house, we wash our hands. We head to the sink or, you know, and we're reminding each other of that. Somebody walks in, go wash your hands.
Right.
You were out. Even I was wondering about things like packages, like when packages come to the house or if someone did make an Instacart delivery. I mean, now you're handling stuff that's been outside your house. Should we be wiping that stuff down? Is
look,
that too paranoid?
Are you able to be that diligent? I would imagine you should.
Yes.
Can you? I don't know. I mean, right. We definitely have our hands full with two little kids right now. Mm. So we're busy. So there's, you know, we're doing what we can. And that's really where you find yourself.
Unless you've got a stockpile of those Clorox wipes, you can't get them. We went to try to buy some yesterday. Yeah,
we got a bunch.
We have some at our house, but we're out of them here at the station.
Yeah, we ran out so fast.
Yeah, well, because we're washing everything down.
Yeah, right. Like twice a day, three times a day.
Well, now we've moved on to Windex and the antibacterial says it right on the front.
This link I'll post, it has a link to a PDF that goes straight to the list.
There you go.
Oh, fantastic.
The stuff.
Can you send me that same link, please? Text it to me.
Sure. I'll tag you on Facebook.
Great. No, don't tag me there. I won't look at that.
Kidding.
Okay, good. You're so smart.
You too.
Anyway, we're not going to be able to have these little conversations anymore.
Our text number is, so that's as much information. I mean, there's way more, but I'm just trying to give you some of the important
overview
stuff. Also, I mean, I should have probably started with this. The headline in the Merc is shutdowns and bans pick up place. And there's Newsom pointing with his very slick hair.
Like it or not.
Right. Well, that's the deal. Shutdowns are the headline of the day is shutdowns. Get ready. It's probably going to come your way in some way that affects you greatly.
Yep.
Whether it's your kid's school or the place you go to eat normally or whatever.
Yeah.
It's they're picking up pace. That's the headline. Anyway, the text number 800-400-3697. Here's 707. My daughter is in her senior year of college, full ride scholarship, and her softball season has been canceled.
Oh.
She's across the country and basically quarantined.
It's
to her dorm doing in that's a typo. Students who live close by are being sent home. She worked her whole life to go to college to play softball. Her final year has been canceled. Yeah, it sucks. Yep.
It
all these guys who played their basketball season for the NCAA tournament are just getting ready for the selection, whatever yes. it is, Selection Sunday, where they name the teams and where they're going to be slotted. Yep. And that's been canceled. It's just not happening.
Are they called combines? Because next month is the NFL draft, and mm-hmm. they're saying all that stuff's been canceled.
Yeah.
And they're telling scouts not to travel. Like, it's going to be, and they're not going to gather for that draft like they usually do. I mean, poor sports. Oh, jeez.
I'm sad about it.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what's funny? This isn't funny, but I was sitting there, and I'd heard, you know, baseball postponing and NHL until further notice, NBA until further notice. But I was watching an amateur surf contest in Australia. It was on my laptop in the background while I was doing some things yesterday afternoon. And they come on, the announcers come on and go, this just in, the first month of the professional surf season has been canceled. And I
how am I going to pay my bills?
Oh, my God.
Oh, I thought like the ocean was cleaning us. You know, when I was all hoopa on that one barrel, I was like, oh, I feel so cleansed. Don't worry, guys. We're not even touching each other. That is actually...
As I appreciate your slanderous impression,
Thank you.
I would also hoopa. Like to say...
You dropped down. Oh, blah, blah, blah.
I was super bummed about it.
Yeah,
it finally
of course
got
you were.
Me.
You do that.
I watch those. I watch all those contests, and they're canceled.
Oh, bro, this is a dark day. Suddenly, I'm affected, too.
Damn it, Bryn!
Whoopa. This sucks like a total whoopa. Ever. Best barrel ever.
650 says, safe to enjoy the outdoors with your family. National parks, regional parks, open spaces are still open. Breathe some fresh air for a change. All right.
Just don't talk to anyone when getting there.
I guess. Yeah. It's coming up in the trash, Sarah.
Oh, music. No coronavirus.
All right.
No new music.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.